Yo, here it is. What's up? We back again. Hi, guys. It's the Hi Guys podcast. What's up? It's your boy, that worm guy, back again. I'm doing another rogue recording, so we're going to see how we do as far as the podcast is concerned. But, yo, anyway, we're going to move right along. We're going to get right into it. We got some interesting topics to talk about. My kind of presentation to the guys is like the idea that, like, if people talk about you can see somebody and have love at first sight, is there such thing as looking at somebody and being like they're good sex at first sight? We're going to discuss that. But before we discuss that, we got an icebreaker for tonight. What's the icebreaker, Rado? I know you told us, but I want you to kind of give me a reminder.
Reminder is what you look for in the father. You know how women, or whatever you want to call them, they always say they look for the nigga to make some money, to have some money. But do they think about the kids? Because, you know, they eventually, you're going to have kids by this man. So are you thinking, like, what the hell they would want in a damn father? Probably not. So that's why it's the question. As your kid self, what you wanted in a father?
Yeah. I'm going to answer really quick to kind of give a perspective, because I believe my perspective is very interesting, because as a young man, I did feel like a father was important for my growth. But because I'm already a grown man, it's almost like I don't know if there's anything I can learn from my father already. I was somebody who didn't have a father in my life. I will be open about that. And I didn't have a father as far as being present. sorry, my phone fell. Being present in the household, so I didn't have like a daily guidance of like what it is to be a man or what it is to grow up to be a man in the household. And so because of that, I did experience some range of what it means to be a growing man in my household, but I didn't get the identity as far as like, oh, you gotta shave like this, or you gotta do this because this is what men do type of thing. It was kind of like a lot of stuff I learned on my own. So I with that being said, I will say that a father is important. But I am somebody who is an example of a father not being in a household and still being able to accomplish things. But I mean, that's just my take on it.
You didn't ask the question. It's just what I said. What would you want in a father? Yeah, you just said like, yeah, you didn't have one, so you raised yourself, right, man. Right, but sure. Everybody had an idea of what they wanted. So I'm saying, like, what as your kid self, like, man, I wish this was the kind of father I wanted right here. This is what
Okay.
And you kind of said it, that because you said you talked about shaving shit, so you needed somebody to teach you the basic man.
Right. So, and that's kind of what I was trying to portray as like I can understand the type of audience that are listening and are thinking like, I didn't really learn much from my father, so I don't know what I would expect from a father to be doing more or what more they can do. So that's what I was kind of getting at. But I also will say that, yes, what I would want to know or learn from a father, how to shave, because, yeah, that's one thing. How to shave, because as a young black man, shaven, I didn't know that you had to have a specific type of shaving pattern or the way you do it to ensure that you don't get shave bumps. And because I was just kind of shaving with a regular razor, I did get shave bumps, and I was self-conscious about it. And then that made me feel like, oh, damn, like I not only messed up my skin, but I also like messed up my own confidence in a way of feeling like, damn, I'm not going to try to talk to a bitch with like fucking bumps all in my face from shaving. So, but that was one thing of like, I wish my father could have taught me. And then if I'll say one more thing and I'll let you guys talk. The only other thing I felt like my I'd really want my father to teach me personally as a man. I wanted my father to teach me, you know, not so much trying to how to get women, but more of how to be comfortable in what you feel is a man. Doesn't necessarily mean, let's say, for instance, my father, who might have been growing up during the disco age with the bell bottoms or whatever the fuck, so he comes out on the dance floor all lit, fucking disco fever or whatever, or whatever the fuck. I'm saying, I don't need him to be that guy, but I need him to understand that, like, it's the 90s, this is what they do in the 90s, and him being like, yo, when you go to this party tonight, it's going to be some girls that are dancing this way, it's going to be some guys dancing this way. If you don't want to dance like that, that's cool, you do this. If you do want to dance like that, you got to do this. Because I felt like this is a perfect example of like, and then I'll finish here. This is a perfect example of how I knew like I wasn't getting the kind of guidance that most guys were getting in school when it was a school dance. And one of my boys at the time told me to dance on this one chick, and I was dancing on her how I saw, you know, they dance in the music videos and whatever. And as I was dancing on it, though, the nigga who told me to dance on her, he was like, oh shit, that nigga Worm trying to fuck you. He trying to fuck you right now. And that threw me off so much because it was like, damn, and like, am I doing too much on her? Am I trying to make her feel uncomfortable or something? But I didn't know. So for him to say some shit like that was almost like a damn. It threw me off, and I stopped, like, after that for a long while of just dancing on chicks because I didn't know how you're supposed to be. So, I feel like a father would have been better to kind of instruct me on, like, oh, okay, you don't want to dance on a chick like that? Okay, that's fine. You don't got to. This is what you could do. If you're just trying to, you know, show that you're having a good time. And I just never had that.
Yeah. Well, since the Marlon man stepped up for a second, I go. Mm-hmm. Somebody has, I had daddy at home, but he was there, took care of the house, all that. But I never really seen him like that, though, because he was always working. So somebody like me, I would want and the father to have time, you know, to be able to be at home. We do stuff, we kick it. Like, we able to, you know, like, I have vacations and shit, but it wasn't like we got them all the damn time. We get like one big ass vacation, then like hell, like little ass weekend shit. That ain't shit, you know. I'm used to with my kids, you know, we could be gone for weeks just on vacation, you know, and we just kicking it, you know, and ain't got to like be in a hurry or like a little quick ass trip where you don't really get to do nothing. And so I want that time, you know, like, you know, time, you know, you get memories off that shit. So like, you know, so I want all that time and memories because that all that shit comes like with it. So as somebody that, like I said, had a daddy there all the time, we didn't have like time experience and shit. I seen him save. So I know how to save and shit, but other shit I didn't fucking learn. I learned everything on my damn own because he was never at home. Like, I didn't really learn how to cook and shit like that. Like, he cooked occasionally, and he's a better cook than my mom, but outside of that, like I didn't learn shit. So I taught myself shit. Oh, and then in sports, he worked at the hours that it was sports time. So it was like, damn. Like, you know, you don't get to see it. And then ain't nobody there to coach you on or to tell you what the hell you're doing wrong or right. So like I said, so that time would have been like the perfect thing instead of him having to slave away at work to pay some damn bills. Like, man, fuck all that shit. Time is the most precious thing in the world. That's what I think every kid should want in the damn father, time. Like, let's go do something.
Yeah, I agree. That's one thing I just wished I had, you know. I mean, there was a moment in time where my dad did move back in with us. I was like around nine years old or something like that, 8 or 9, 1, 2. And I mean, I don't want to put my business out there like that, but you know, it just didn't work out, long story short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was like disappointing and stuff like that. And as far as like what I wanted a dad, you know, it was like someone that could just provide guidance, you know, mm-hmm. not just all around guidance, you know, like, you know, and keep me in line, you know, shit like that, you know, and also just provide that male perspective on,
yep.
on mm-hmm. life and shit, just. And then also, you know, like right now, you know, I mean, I have like a mentor. I have a couple mentors, actually, you know, I talk to, you know, one is more like professional, just strictly professional. The other one is more like we can get a little bit more, you know, a little more gritty or whatever. But I don't know, like just having that dad where you can just like pick up the phone, like you just got a situation you're dealing with, don't really know how to navigate it. So actually it's just going back to that guidance thing, you know, even right now in this stage of life, you know, it's like you got so many questions, you know, like
yeah, because like you want to find out shit, because now you going through shit like, damn,
exactly,
can I, like, man, where this nigga at, so I can ask this nigga, hey bro, like exactly. What the hell you do with this,
exactly. So
everybody, no matter how old you get, you can learn something. Because,
exactly.
You know, like, as a father, like, you're going through shit, stages of life in your 30s, 40s, 50s. So, your kid gonna even catch up to you. So, they're gonna go through the same shit. And at least you know what the hell to tell that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, hey, bruh, when you get to your 30s, now's the time when you need to get fucking serious.
Mm-hmm.
Now you gotta grow the hell up. You're getting close to that shit. So, get ready for it when you get there. So that's what niggas need. So as a kid, you need to do that same shit. Somebody to tell you, oh, I remember when I was a kid, this is the kind of shit I was doing. This is what you need to do to be better than what the hell I was doing at your fucking age.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Now, that's
all. A lot of people was kind of weighed against, like, oh, okay, what the last thing my parent was doing. And I'm saying, I think that we aren't conveying that. It's not like a sense that, okay, if my mom, my grandma, my auntie think that this is cute because it's girly or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You go, excuse me.
Are you yawning here? What are you doing over there, man?
No, I'm good over here.
Yawning?
I'm lit. That's what that was. I'm lit. But no, if you don't, if you have somebody who's like, okay, well, I do have some things for you to kind of go through, of like selections of like, oh, well, you said you wanted this, so I picked and choose as in that regard. To kind of relay that back to what you kind of expect from your father, there will be the realm of people who treat it like, I only need this and this from a father,
And because their father may do one or two of the things that are required from them, they'll accept that. And I'm somebody who's like, as much as I can even be like, you know what, I understand that why you didn't have a father in your life, so you can kind of treat it like, well, I didn't need him for this. I need him for that.
Yeah, you did, because you learned the hard way. You had to figure it out, so you needed the damn father. So regardless, whatever anybody say, you need some type of father.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So if you're that person that's like, nah, I don't need him for this, this, and this, but he showed up for that, and I needed him for that, it's like, all right, well, if you needed him for that, those other things that you're kind of even treating like you're excusing him from doing, and that's what I'm trying to get at, basically. If you feel like you have to excuse your father for these things, then I feel like that it's not so much like your father should have stepped up and did this and that type of things. It's more of like you even have the time, if you are communicative with your father or father figure, because sometimes it may not be your actual father, it may be your stepfather in some of these cases. If this person is willing to try to help you navigate whatever you're working through, I believe that you should try to work with that person.
Yeah.
But
because he's doing the best that he can with what he got.
Right. But if you don't
go ahead.
If you don't feel like you can be that person, then it's like, it's almost like then you can't require anything from that person. If you can't, then like, if this person's coming back and being like, you're like, I wish my father bought me shoes for my birthday when I was younger. Your father can't go back in time to buy you the shoes that you wanted, or even now as an adult, buy you possibly the same shoes that you want, because they might be too expensive, or they might be just, for whatever reason, he can't get it. But because you work in a school, what if he was like, all right, well, I'm going to show up at your school to kind of give your school, the students or whatever, a look into your life, and I'm your dad, so I'm going to, you know, be fun or do some fun shit. I'm saying that you got a father who's willing to go that extra mile, then you got a decent guy in your life, at least.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who is like, nah, I didn't show up on the birthday for the shoes. I'm not gonna try to do the most for the extra shit. They ain't gonna care anyway.
Man, and it's like, people need to let that materialistic shit go, because whatever situation it is, hey, it shit happens. But if you had a mother who probably shouldn't have been selfish half these times and got a damn job too, you might would have had those nice shoes that you wanted. But remember, this whole discussion is about women's first train of thought is, this nigga better make some damn money for me.
Yep.
So if that most 9 out of 10, that was the case. So this nigga making all he can just to take care of the house. If both of y'all was working, both of y'all would figure some shit out, then you might have had those shoes. So don't be talking materialistic shit. Or he didn't do this and he didn't do that. You just talking about real shit. So they need to not even think that whole train of thought needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Because everybody ain't going to make all the damn money. It's impossible. If everybody could be rich, everybody would be rich. Then what? You had no poor people.
Yeah.
No one be incentivized to work.
You got everybody rich. Everybody working around here, billionaires, just walking around.
Yep.
Like, how that's going to look? Everybody can't do it. Everybody can't start a business.
No. If
they could, everybody would. Some people are literally here to just work where they work at.
It's going to be a shitload of fucking city tanks or neighborhood tanks. People lined up, waiting for the gate to open so they could finally live their life. The brim with fucking bags from Target. Some of them bags are stolen.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
I'm talking about the fucking, you talking about the people, you talking about people, doing that random shit, right?
Nah, man, you out of there.
Bruh.
Am I tripping?
Yeah, you tripping.
Bruh, this nigga.
Nah, but I thought I was going on a tangent about, like, how people, like, will be random with their,
nigga, I said... Everybody can't be rich.
Right.
And then you start talking about people putting shit on top of cars and doing some...
Right, yeah, that's what I was going to say. People being random with, like, they Target purchases, and I was just kind of being random and making a joke about it, but I wasn't going deep into it. But, nah, like you're saying, people be broke and will perpetuate that to try to be look like they got money. And they'll do that by going through the Target and buying all the shit that they think is on sale or whatever, and or breaking it down even further, the people who be going to Walmart and they trying to perpetuate this image of looking like they got it. Yeah, is that in line
out of there, you was out of there, nigga. I said
I like to shop at Target. I'm a fan of Goodfellow. You know, actually, this is the Goodfellow shirt I'm wearing right now. So you know, but I don't know the fuck he talking about wearing.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I'm tripping. Apparently,
yeah, you have out of there. Yeah, we're saying. Because you said something about people thinking, oh, my daddy didn't buy me this, buy me that. I said a lot of people have reached their limits of what they can make. Like, you know, everybody can't be rich. So everybody throw that out the window. Like, everybody can't. It's impossible. It's impossible for everybody to have a business. It's impossible for niggas to just get out and get it.
Okay.
If you could... And if it was possible, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah.
Everybody would be rich. Everybody would be having these brilliant ideas bouncing off their damn heads and nobody to fucking work. Because if everybody decides, oh, I'm going to start my own business, the whole world do it, who the fuck going to work for you? Who the hell going to make the shit? So somebody got to do something. So that's what I'm saying. So some kids and adults, you gotta let that shit go. If your daddy couldn't buy you a fucking house, that ain't all the way his damn fault. Whatever mistakes happened when he grew up, maybe this nigga didn't go to college. 9 out of 10, a lot of black dudes didn't go to college. A lot of them didn't finish high school. My grandpa dropped out of school like the second or third grade. Like, what the hell? So school was not important to the people back then. So if you're an adult now, man, if your daddy dropped out for whatever reason, he went to the army or some shit, that whatever happened ain't his fault. So let that shit go. A lot of the shit is on the damn moms any damn way. Hey. What do they say after the dude provides? What does she bring? She says she take care of the kids and she take care of the house while this nigga working. And I'm saying, as a child, you couldn't have. Because every nigga in the damn world is crazy at some point in time.
Every nigga crazy.
And you can't say it's the daddy fault, because that nigga's supposed to be at work, working. Take care of the kids.
Yeah.
Every nigga treating every bitch, what they say about black niggas, we cheat. How's that possible? Where the hell you get the idea from then?
It's from bitches. It's from white bitches.
Like, what the hell? So how y'all gonna say it's the man's fault? Nah, That nigga was working his ass off, so you had all the influence.
Yep.
And every nigga is crazy. So yep. Letting you sit back and think, if every nigga in the world, y'all say all black niggas is dumb, stupid, crazy, but the daddy was always gone, it's your fault.
Yep.
Your fault. It's your fault because you just wanted money.
Yeah.
And if you'd have gave, like my kid's version of me said, I needed my dad to give me some fucking time. So I'm pretty sure that's like half the population of niggas needed some their daddy to be there and get them some type of time. Uh-oh. So instead of working hella hours, you get to get some of that dope hours, maybe your daddy boy wouldn't have turned out to be so damn crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Holy I'm telling you. Every dude, no matter what, if you playing sports or whatever, you're looking for your damn dad. You ain't looking for your mom. Like you doing the shows for your mom, but when you look up, you're looking for your dad. Like, hey, did I do it, man? That's what you're looking for. But your mom get all the attention, but you really like, yeah, where my dad at? But the mom just get the she just get the glory. But it's always the dad.
Yeah.
Because I mean, how many times has women been at sporting events for their sons? And they always gonna put the show on, always take this last picture. But who they doing it for? The mom is there. She get the pictures and everything.
Yeah.
Guaranteed he doing it for that damn man. So if that dude was there, imagine if that dude had put up 60 for the show for his mom. If Pop was there, that's 120 points he didn't put up. Because he was trying to show up for the man any damn way.
Uh-oh, Rico.
Talking too much?
You talking just the right amount.
I'm hitting on the head.
You making too much sense, man.
Yeah. You
making too much sense, and
it's gonna fuck up the world of a lot of people who don't wanna face that truth, but it's like, so what?
Yeah, but it's the truth though.
Yeah.
Niggas need time and niggas need they pops occasionally.
Yeah.
So that nigga should be working like a damn slave. So ladies, get out and go help that nigga. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Make a way so that he ain't so damn tired that he could go to the practices sometimes. Because yeah, he might can make the game, but niggas want to see their dad at the practices too. Niggas tired of seeing moms at practices. That's all I see at practice is niggas' moms. That's it.
Mm.
Like niggas want to see their dad at the practice too. So man. Yeah, I know it's hard for niggas to get off work because you don't get like that same, you don't get the same respect as bitches at work. Like you can't say, man, my kid's sick. I'm out. Nigga, you fired. They said, nah, where your mom at? She got it. They always think the mom got it. So you can't be the nigga to just go ahead and up and call off or leave early every day. The mom could, but you can't. As a nigga, you be like, hey man, my son got practice. Like I'm leaving that folk. They like, nah, bro, we ain't excusing this shit. You don't get fired. But the woman go in there and say, hey, I got to leave that foe. My kids, they say, oh, okay, you can leave that foe. So, you know, so let this nigga get off work early sometime. But, hey, you know, I get a little job so you can make the practices. Do something to make the shit work.
Yeah.
Or you get your pops show up at your school. You know, that's like something cool. If pops can randomly show up to your school, though. And if you got a clean car, you know, 9 out of 10, you want your pops to have a clean ass car? They probably got one.
Yeah.
You know that'll make a nigga day if he show up hella clean in the car for just random. Niggas think they shining for that day.
That's why
niggas gonna do that same shit when mom show up to the school. It's like drill sergeant day. So pops need to show up and just roll up.
Now let me ask y'all this. Now I can kind of gather how me and Guido feel about it. I'm not gonna park in the mall parking lot area. Even if I do end up taking the bag to cross right there, that's what I'll do. But for the for what you talking about, dealing with your dad. And he may not be measuring up to what you expect from him.
Mm-hmm.
There are some people who will give us the pushback of, like, it's not going to be easy for me to just be, like, kind of, like, ignore it or even put it on the back burner. So, is there anything you would say to that?
Yep, I got something to say to that right now.
Okay.
I hate change. Like, we've been doing this shit this way since forever, and the shit ain't fucking working because we keep doing it the same damn way. Like, and I'm telling you, if I was a fucking kid, that's what the fuck I needed to be a better man now. So all the chicks I didn't cheat on, all that crazy shit I didn't did, if I would have had my daddy back then, that shit would never happen. So somebody would have got lucky the first time through.
Yeah.
I had to go through hella shit and figure out hella shit just to get to this point. So if people want to stop having this stereotypical shit about black men that we always cheat, we ain't never around, and and you hardly see your kids, give us what the hell we need and what the hell we asking for. We need time for our damn daddies. So, so why try to go against that? If you want dudes to be better, that's the way you're gonna get better.
Mm-hmm.
So if you push back against that, then you like the chaos that we bring now. So we should keep it going.
Yeah.
But ain't that a saying? Women like chaos.
Oh yeah. We're talking about that within the last episode of the one before. Women like chaos and find the opposite boring. When it's not any chaos or it's kind of like by the books, you can kind of measure or tell when you're going to be home or what you're going to be doing at specific times and throughout the day versus the guy who's like, hey, I'm pulling up. What's up? Give it a bird call. Whatever the fuck. I don't know. Hey, I'm going to be honest. I hate that Cardi B shit, that fucking bird shit.
Yeah, if a bitch that shit to me, nigga, I'm walking away.
Yeah,
I'm like, nah, I'm good. Nope. Mm-hmm. Immediately turn around. Nope, you ain't my type no more. Yeah. Oh, what they do that? Oh, then they say period with hella emphasis on it. Nope, walking away. Some say, nah, man, it's a wrap. Sorry, I can't even do it. Like I like you to be yourself, but some stuff you just can't do. And certain words you just can't say. I'm like, don't work.
Yep.
But cold world, because it's like, you know, it's a thin line. Like I said, be free, but certain words, if I hear it, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Ain't you, it's me like that. I take the blame from the get-go. You do that. You say all your bird calls and your periods. I'm just not going to be the nigga that's going to accept it that day. But it's some niggas out there that will, but I'm just saying it ain't gonna be me. And I'm proud, because I'm a to my boys when I walk away, I'm like, damn, that bitch is hella thick. She gave me the bird call and everything. I would have hit, but you know, she gave me the bird call. So it's gonna be a good story, because they're gonna know how thick you was and how sexy you might have been, but then they're gonna know she did a bird call on me. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You still get profit. And I ain't gonna say, hey man,
well,
this little ghetto ratchet bitch just got at me. I'm saying, nah, man, you know, this little thick bitch.
A little ghetto ratchet bitch. Nah, that's all my slimer.
But if she do look ghetto hella ratchet, that's what I'm gonna say. But if she don't look like that, I'm gonna say how she look. So I'm gonna say, man, you know, this little thick chick. She started hollering. She gave me the bird call, and I couldn't touch the bird call. Then we keep it moving. But I'm going to smile and be flattered and everything. I was like, man, she was hella thick. So it's a win-win for you.
So right. She'll be like, yeah, I'm one of the ones. But you don't probably have to take her out on a date.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to hit the bird call if I'm on a date, man. What kind of shit is that?
If you don't take her out on a date, then bringing it back to our topic for tonight. How can you kind of tell when a chick is like, yep, it's worth it? Because I can tell the sex is going to be good. The foreplay is going to be good. Hell, the head is going to be good. Whatever it is that you're deciding that, like, you know what? This chick is worth it for the time being. If it's not worth it for the time being, what can tell you of why you think that, like, you could check a bitch out and decide whether she's bad or not?
First, I'm going to say, if she got them lips.
Yeah.
So, no matter what, lips, she suck dick.
You right.
So that's how you tell at first sight if she could suck dick or not. But as far as if she could fuck, like, she gotta have like a little walk to where it looked like she might ride a bit. You know, it gotta be like a little smooth cake walk. And if she a little wild, you know, she gotta put out that little, I'm a little wild vibe. And you be like, yeah, that bitch is wild. You know, she gotta do something. You know, wear the little skirt, know it's coming up, and you know, and just let it come on up. And you be like, yeah, she's a little wild.
Man, I ain't gonna lie. What was the question again, man?
Can you tell if a chick is like, can you tell by kind of first sight? Almost like the love at first sight. Can you tell if a chick is gonna have sex, good sex?
I think so. Cause I think the ones that are really good at sex, or, you know, like, that really know what they're doing, it's like a confidence or something. This energy they just emit, it's just a sex. And shit, it's just the way they carry themselves, shit. I don't know. I can't really put it into words. It's just something you gotta see and experience.
Yeah, they give off the look. Yeah. I know what I'm doing, vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know you do, bitch.
Yep. Yep.
Like I said, you know, it'd be like the little stuff.
Yep.
If she could walk a certain way, you'd be like, Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can take your dick.
Mm-hmm.
She might look at you a certain way and give you a little smile, but yep, that's how she like it from the back. And you already know.
So y'all saying it's like a look she kind of gives you, or a vibe? Like,
yeah, it's like a vibe. Like, you, it's all of it. It's a look.
Right.
Sometimes it could be, you know, like a smell. You be like, yeah, she nasty with it. Cause you know, all the nasty girls, they were like the same type of fragrances. So you still like, so you get that hit. When you smell it again, you be like, she nasty. Like, she got that smell, that nasty smell. I know. Mm-hmm. Like, man. I know she ready. Like, she is ready. All the way ready.
What is the nasty smell?
I don't know. It's like this perfume that all, like, the bitches that go wild, they always
want. Oh, shit.
When we were smelling one time, I pointed out.
You'll point it out. Okay.
I pointed out to you. You be like, yep. I'm like, that's it right there. And you'd be like, yeah, that is it.
Yeah, that is it.
Yep. Like, yeah, it is.
The nasty smell.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You'd be like, yeah, she go wild. But it could be whack, though.
Could be.
You never really know. But it's just like you said, it's sex at first sight. Like, you ain't gonna marry her or nothing. No, you just know she might be able to take it one good time.
Yep. Up the butt.
Well, what if it don't look sexy? You still do it up the butt?
If you don't, what do you mean it don't look sexy?
Like, it's just not going up the butt worthy. Like, oh, do you just doing the butt, just doing the butt?
I mean, that's your thing. If you like, you know.
I thought it would have been like, you know, you got to have like a certain type of ass. Like, yeah, man, I'm about to fuck this bitch in her ass. Or do you just, no, I'm about to hit, I'm about to get in his ass cheeks. Just any cheeks. I thought it was like a certain preference to it.
Shit. I don't know, man, because people have, when it comes to ass, like, people got their own, like, preferences. And, like, say, for instance, you know, we'll be out, shit, just amongst the, us group, us in this group, you know, you send me pictures back and forth. And then 9 times out of 10, nobody, like, with worm puts up, because that bitch is, like, 900 pounds, but I'm like, but then we put up different things, and I can tell our tastes are much different as far as the look of, not only just the whole look of the chick, but also the ass type. And then there are some where we all just like, yeah, that's a nice ass right there. Like, we all agree. So it's like, it's the same, like, it's subjective for that person.
Yeah, so my question is, like, as a dude, like, it gotta be, it should be an ass that you like, damn, bitch, it's ass, look, ass fuck worthy. Like, it can't just be any ass.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, it's out there. Oh, that is out there.
Well, if it's any ass, I think something might be wrong with that.
Well,
because, I mean, everybody
should be a booty warrior, right?
Yeah, but it but it shouldn't, like, it should be a certain attraction that make you like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like this bitch, she's like, she wanna take it up her ass. Because
mm-hmm.
you don't make every bitch deep throat. You only do it to the one, you're like, damn, she was like, she could take all this dick.
Mm.
And then you go for it. Because you already envisioned that before you did it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know that somebody in the ass, you should be like, damn, this is ass worthy.
No. No, there, like you said, there are types where it's like, you just got to do it. That's pretty much all I can say. You just got to do it. That's
I don't know about that one, then.
You don't know about that one? Nah. Why not? Let's talk about that.
Like I said, it's like, it got to be worthy of doing it. It's like, man, like, you
that's
can't.
That's what I'm saying. That's
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying.
I'm with that. Yeah, like, it got to have, it can't be no flat back.
Oh, no.
It got to be like, it got to look a certain type of way. If I'm going in your ass, it got to look a certain type of way. Like, that ass look like you could handle it.
Yep.
Like, it just can't be anybody. You can't just do anybody like in the ass.
No.
Wait a minute. I lost connection for a minute. y'all niggas talking about anal?
Yeah.
Yep. Because you can't just do anybody in the ass. That's that's the slogan.
You're absolutely right.
Like, it gotta look a certain type of way.
In the ass.
Yeah, you're right. The sex appeal of that is the fact that, like, not only that it's kind of not like a struggle to do it, but also the chick is enjoying herself, and then also that, like, the struggle doesn't become more than the experience itself.
Mm-hmm.
So, because if you doing it, and this is just my take from seeing it, I'm somebody, I'm gonna be honest right now in the podcast, that, like, I'm somebody.
Yeah, you do it. You like to do it.
I hadn't.
You like you do.
I hadn't done it. That's the thing.
So you hadn't, meaning that you did. You done it now, but you didn't
I've tried to do it, and I've used the lube and all that, but, like, that was in my younger days when I didn't really know how to kind of get it going. But I will say that, yes, in order to do it, though, you have to prepare for it. You got to prepare for her for it. It can't be a spontaneous shit. As much as porn make it seem like it happens randomly.
What?
Like, You can't do it spontaneously.
So, pull it out, be so like,
going Mr. Mauler Man over there.
Mr. Mauler Man, no.
Have you did anal?
Yes.
Randomly? Yeah. With a random chick?
No, never randomly.
But that's
no, what I thought you said like random time. I thought that's what you was getting at, Warren.
That's what I'm saying. You can't do a random anal. And if Twan, like, even Twan talking about, like, no, I've never done randomly, so it's like, yeah, if you get with a random chick and she's down for anal, I'd say that's almost like a oh shit type of unexpected type of thing. But I would say if you get with a random chick, you can't expect to do something like that, because it's almost like a something like that is like a I mean, I even heard on like one of the.
You heard of one of them, and that nigga didn't cut off.
God damn it!
I don't know what he was about to get at, though.
Yeah.
But
I was lost.
If you're doing anal, go for it. But you pretty better not be doing to any looking type of ass. You better have the nicest ass for you to even consider doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it ain't nice, don't do it. If it's nice, he's like, damn, she's like, she could take this. Then mm-hmm. go for it. They got classes and shit. They got lubes. I don't know what the hell that man Worm was getting at, but if you don't want it, if you want, I thought he was going to say you can't randomly do it to your girl in the ass. That's what I thought he was getting at. So, man, if you feel like it, you could randomly get in it. You could just say, hey, we do this, girl. You got an ass, dick-taking ass. So I'm about to get in it.
I think what he's trying to get at is I hear your side and also hear his side. It's like, you can't just be like, okay, y'all. Like, even then, you had to kind of alert her, like, hey, I'm about to put it in the ass. It's not like you can't just be like fucking her and then take it out and then put it in her ass. Or she thinking it's going to be just regular sex and then you just ram it in her ass. It's like,
nope. I mean, ass time.
Yeah, so it's like, no, you don't even say anything. You just ram it in there. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't think you can do that. So it's like, you gotta get a heads up. Some way, somehow, you gotta get a heads up.
What you do? You say, hey, I'm going in the ass tonight.
You could do it like that. I've done it like that.
But damn, crazy part,
mm-hmm.
a lot of girls, especially black one, mm-hmm. would say, you said I'm going to get that ass tonight. You taking that ass. You about to take that pussy up so good tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you give the, no, bitch, I'm going in your ass tonight.
Just like that.
And then do you send like, a Samuel Jackson emoji
pretty to her. Yep. Yep. In your motherfucking ass. No, seriously. I mean, how can you make that sound romantic? Like, yeah.
I don't know.
I want to put my dick in your ass. Like, yeah. That'll, no matter how, there's no way you can make it sound romantic or like, inviting, you know, like
open that ass up
pretty much. So it's like you just gotta just, I don't know, you gotta give a heads up. That's all I can say. Some way, somehow, you gotta give a heads up, especially if they're like sensitive about it, you know. Like,
so do you play in the booty hole first, or do you just dick in the booty hole?
So you trying to set me up, bro? Nigga, I ain't stupid.
And you gotta let the people know how you supposed to get it in.
This nigga out here trying to set me up, man.
You gotta let people know how you supposed to get it in. Because now you got ladies listening. They was like, "Ooh, I might want to try it."
Oh shit! You know what? Let's start with you then. How do you play with the booty hole first?
Yeah, if I have to.
What do you do?
I play with all the hoes.
Okay, so what you do though? What's your thing?
Man. If I got
a toy. You playing with the booty hole. You playing with the booty hole.
Yeah, if I got a toy or something. Oh, that's going all the way up in there. That's why they got butt plugs.
So what? The butt plugs is what you use? That's your
that's my signal that I want some. I'm going in your booty tonight.
Yeah.
So you get the butt plug.
Prime her up like with the butt.
Yeah, plug. So you do that. Yeah. Boop, boop, boop. Mm-hmm. Now you ready. Then you take it out.
Mm-hmm.
So now you get your protection. Then you get whatever loot. Now you ready. Mm-hmm. Ass.
So wait. You do it in the butt with a condom?
Yeah.
What?
You're supposed to.
What? You do it in the butt with a condom?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never done it like that.
Man, you're supposed to be in people's booty raw like that, man.
Raw doggy.
Mm-mm.
Only one booty though. One booty.
Oh, that's why, yeah.
One booty. Just one booty. But raw dog.
Yeah. But yeah, this dude, OG dude, told me, like, before I even attempted, he was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I said, man, people, yes, you could do it in booty. And then I was like, in my early 20s, I was like, damn, I said, I thought about it, but you know, and then he was talking to the old dudes about it. He said, yeah, you know, my doctor said it's good, but you know, make sure you wear a condom because you know, you're leaking fluids and shit. So I took notes. I was like, all right, cool. And I said, so when I tried in the booty, that's why I told you how you're supposed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, that's how it was.
But wait. So here's the thing. I understand if it's like a jump off, you know, whatever. You just meet and y'all just banging it out that one night. And then for whatever reason, you just like, you know what, I'm a fucking ass. So
you better put that condom on.
Well, yeah, I see in that regard, I understand it. The condom should be on at all times.
Man, even when I was raw dogging that I was good with, no, still.
Like, no. So if you're in just a committed relationship, it was hypothetical. Yeah. You're in a committed relationship.
Man, if you're committed relationship, yeah, like niggas. What
do with a condom?
Yeah.
I don't do anything with a condom in a committed relationship. Nothing.
Like, niggas got, you got to be like, they got to be like all the way exclusive.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all the way exclusive.
But I'm talking about no third party at all. On my account, no third party. So no outside. It had to be like all the way, like strictly no me, not never fucking no other bitch ever in life.
Okay.
Because it's a risk that I'm still taking.
But wait. What if you like space it out?
Nah, because like nah. If I'm with multiple women, or I'm still thinking, considering doing shit like that, nah.
But if you still got doo-doo on your dick.
Right, like I should.
A week later,
I don't know.
You just ain't washing your dick right, nigga. That's it.
Should I take care of mine, nice and clean? But hey,
that's what I'm saying. So you
should said be able... he said you get diseases, and he said he asked his doctor. So I was like, yes, I'm glad somebody cleared that up.
But you can get diseases no matter what, though.
Yeah, but hey, like I said, I listened to the old nigga. That's why niggas they daddy. So. And that shit stuck with me. I was like, all right. So.
Okay. But for me.
Yeah, you got your little.
I don't do
the one thing. Yeah.
I don't do nothing.
But I tell niggas, like, you know, if it's just you and your wife, then yeah. That's it. Then go for it. Shit. Fuck that shit. It's just y'all two motherfuckers.
Yeah.
But if you trying to get other bitches, are you doing booty play with other bitches? Then, hey, nah, buddy, you better wrap that thing up.
Condom.
Wrap that thing up. But if you already been settled down, fuck it. But if you ain't settled down, nah, bro, that's like the you only swapping with two people permanently forever type deal.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep it like that, buddy. Keep it like that. This nigga Worm hella died.
Yep.
I don't know what this host nigga went. I don't know if he got beat up or what, but something happened to him.
Yep.
He didn't mentally checked out or physically. One or two happened to him.
He was yawning on the damn thing.
Yeah, man. So he got two faded, y'all. We let y'all know now he got two faded. So he couldn't even get back on to finish off this damn topic. So I'm gonna let y'all know that we just gonna close it out right here.
There you go.
This nigga ain't on no more.
And I'm tired as fuck.
Hell yeah, and we covered a little bit of everything, so.
Pretty much.
I think it's good enough.
And you tried to set me up.
And matter of fact, you still didn't answer, so do you play in the booty hole?
This bitch ass motherfucker. Yep, I do.
See, look at that, y'all. Y'all gotta play that booty hole. If you want to get in the booty hole, you better play in the booty hole.
I do play in that booty hole.
Yeah, play with it however you can. Finger, toy. Toy is better for the toy level because you could just leave that thing in and you could just be hitting that.
Multitasking.
Yep. You ain't even got to do the work. The toy do it for you.
There you go. But
that's what I suggest.
I do you know, if I'm feeling really, really frisky, you know, I may go into the kitchen looking for a particular condiment, you know, and, you know, Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, you know, and not just any flavor, you know, you got to get that honey barbecue, you know, and spread it up nice all around it in the cakes. Mm-hmm. And you grip it just like this, you know, you got to massage it in a little bit, and then you go in there.
In the booty hole.
In the booty hole. Just like
there y'all go. Get that there Sweet Baby Ray.
Sweet Baby Ray, I'm telling you.
That's early gym for y'all.
There you go.
Get it. We out. Sweet Baby Ray's.
Honey barbecue.
Playing the booty. It's okay.